Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Haven't traveled 24 hours ahead in time. You're not listening to Music Medieval, our fine Sunday morning show. No, this is Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in tribute to Moya Brennan, folk singer, songwriter, harpist, and philanthropist. She died on April 14th at the age of 73. We heard her with her band Clannad doing Of This Land. Clannad is certainly one of, if not the most successful of Irish folk bands. She helped form the group in 1970 with her brothers and uncles, and they transcended the Celtic folk thing by using elements of New Age, rock, and pop. You might be more familiar with her sister, who was part of the group for a while, but went on to spell her name phonetically and achieve international stardom in the 90s as Enya. Remember her? Better do the legal ID before I forget. This is X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and out on the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM, and of course streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio is yours.
size of beer. Running to me a crying when it throws you out. Running to me a crying on your own again. You got that pure feel, such good responses, but the picture has a mustache. Coming to me with that soulful look on your face. Coming looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. Soulful look on your face. You're coming looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. So many fantastic colors I'm feeling a wonderland. Many fantastic colors makes me feel so good. Has a beard.
You're listening to Raise a Glass. It was on this day in 2005 that Cream reunited for the first of four shows at the Royal Albert Hall, the site of their farewell concert 36 years earlier. It would be the second and last time they reunited, the first being for their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in 1993. That song was SWLABR, which is an acronym for She Walks Like a Bearded Rainbow. Whoa, man, psychedelic. Well, technically that's an initialism, not an acronym, but who's counting? A bit of an oddity in the Who's catalog before that, a somewhat slower, funkier version of The Real Me that was recorded about 6 years after the original, presumably to be included in the Quadrophenia movie, but it wasn't. It was one of the first things they recorded with former Faces drummer Kenny Jones when he joined following the death of Keith Moon. A far simpler, more straightforward approach than Mooney's predictably frenetic take, but I definitely prefer the original. Right around the time this was recorded, they also played their first live gig with Kenny Jones behind the kit. That happened on this day in 1979, not to mention the Quadrophenia movie also premiered in London the same day. Prior to The Who, we heard Joy Division. It was on this day in 1980 at the University of Birmingham. They played what would be their final show, 2 weeks before singer Ian Curtis committed suicide. The show featured the band's only live performance of the song Ceremony, which we listened to. That song would find life later as the debut single by New Order. And at the top, wishing a happy birthday to Ben Leach of the Liverpool-based group The Farm, who had a minor hit here in the States with All Together Now back in 1990, a number two hit in Britain. Haven't heard that one in many, many years, but what was with all the songs in the 90s that referenced Pachelbel's Canon in D? For a while, it seemed like every damn hit song sounded like a graduation ceremony. You had this one, Blues Traveler, Aerosmith, Maroon 5, and many more even before that, including Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry. It's an effective chord progression, I guess, and a 17th century composer isn't going to sue you over it. All right, back to the tunes. It's X-Ray.
Party people, can y'all get funky? Suicide and force, can y'all get funky? The Zulu Nation, can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk. Just get on down and hit me. That bond is getting so fucking hit me. Yeah.
obey. I want this free.
Be what you be.
lived here for so many years. Now this house is full of fear. For a profit you'll take control.
Oh! than I hold your hand. I hold deep in muddy waters. You practically raised the dead. Rob the grave to snow the cradle, then burn the evidence down. Soapbox, house of cards and glass, so don't go tossing your stones around. You must have been. You must have been high.
a block of metal for you there, mostly. It was 20 years ago today that Tool released their album 10,000 Days, sold 500,000 in its first week, going on to shift 2.5 million units by the end of the year. We heard The Pot, great tune. Slayer before that with Raining Blood from Rain in Blood. Lots of ocean sounds starting songs today. It was on this day in 2013 that their guitarist Jeff Hanneman died of liver failure after suffering from necrotizing fasciitis, a flesh-eating disease that he had contracted from a spider bite 2 years earlier. Gnarly. But I guess if you're in a band like Slayer, that's the way to check out. We heard from Living Color doing their secondary hit, Open Letter to a Landlord. It was on this day in 1988 they released their debut album, Vivid, from which we heard that song. They got a lot of attention at the time for being an all-black metal band, almost like it was a gimmick. But given the state of hard rock music at the time, with the ascendancy of so much lame-brained hair metal, at least this was a band that had something to say. And at the top of the block, the non-metal entry with the hardest rocking title, Planet Rock, from Afrika Bambaataa, whose recent passing somehow crept under my radar back on April 6th. Hey, did you know today is Naked Gardening Day? Well, it is! Founded in 2005, it's exactly what it says it is, encouraging everyone to go pull weeds without a stitch on. Apparently, some of the best places to celebrate are the cities of Orlando, Austin, and Seattle. What the hell? No Portland? That seems more up our alley than Orlando. Surely they're not doing that at Disney World. All right, let's do a quick check on
this day in history.
1878. Due to public confusion with the quarter, the United States stops minting the 20-cent coin. I didn't even know there was a 20-cent coin, but I wasn't around in 1878, so there you go. '87, Episcopal priest and amateur photographer Hannibal Goodwin patents celluloid photographic film. 1927, the Supreme Court rules in Buck versus Bell that states may forcibly sterilize people deemed unfit under eugenic policies. 1963, the Children's Crusade begins in Birmingham, Alabama, as more than 600 African-American schoolchildren are arrested for marching against segregation.
8-year-olds, dude.
1997, police arrest superstar Eddie Murphy when he's caught soliciting transsexual prostitute Antisone Seuli.
Hey boy, you look mighty cute in them jeans.
2011, TV's Osama bin Laden was killed by U.S. Special Forces in Abbottabad, Pakistan. 2018, Kanye West, now known as Ye, in an interview with TMZ, he was widely criticized for saying, quote, slavery is a choice. 2019, a cleanup on Mount Everest removes 3 metric tons of trash and 4 bodies in just 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Raising a Glass to an important, if somewhat forgotten, name in rock history. Dave Mason died last week at 79. He was founder of Traffic and wrote their biggest chart hit, Hole in My Shoe, which went to number 2 in the UK despite being disliked by the rest of the band. It certainly didn't have the legs that many other Traffic tunes had. It's hard to say whether there was division within the band from the word go, but Mason wrote 3 songs on their debut album, then briefly left the band after the album was released, only to rejoin to make their second, for which he contributed 3 songs, including the one we just heard, You Can All Join In. His were probably the best songs on the album, particularly Feeling All Right, which has since been covered by many artists, notably Joe Cocker. Mason left the band for a second time after that album, briefly returning for a third stint in 1971 to do some tour dates, and he actually played a little on the band's Welcome to the Canteen album. He had a number of solo hits in the 70s, including We Just Disagree and the first song we heard in that block, Only You Know and I Know. It should be noted, Dave Mason also appeared on some other people's legendary tracks, including The Stones' Street Fightin' Man and Jimi Hendrix's version of All Along the Watchtower. All right, that'll just about wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned, if you will, for Reverse Couple Skate coming right up next. Time for one more. It was on this day in 1997 that Austin Powers' International Man of Mystery hit theaters, giving a boost to Mike Myers' post-Wayne's World career. It also resurrected this 1962 song from Quincy Jones to the point where it's practically synonymous with the movie. It's Soul Bossa Nova. You're on X-Ray. Yeah, baby.